Robot or not.
In The Day the Earth Stood Still, we tell Gort, the robot or not, Klaatu Barada Nikto, and Gort's going to destroy the Earth unless he gets the special password. Have you seen Day of the Earth Stood Still?
I think I saw the terrible remake with...
Oh, no.
Was it with Will Smith? Who was in that?
Keanu Reeves.
Keanu Reeves, there you go. Yeah, I think I saw that one.
No. Yeah.
And obviously I've seen bits and pieces of the original, but never, I think, the whole thing.
It's not bad. It's okay. It's not a bad movie. And he's got his flying saucer, and Klaatu is hanging out with people and getting to know the people. But the Gort the robot is gonna destroy the world unless he gets the password. If something happens to Klaatu and he gets spoilers for an old movie, but he gets shot, and there's worry that Gort is going to kill the human race.
So Gort, again, not having seen the movie, you can tell me, like,
yeah,
does Gort ever do anything that would make you think that he's anything other than a robot? He just kind of hangs out there. He sure looks all the world to like what we thought a robot would look like. Does he have tentacles or anything?
No, he's got arms and legs and he doesn't even have, I think, distinct eyes. He's got more like a visor with a light inside it. And I don't think he even talks. I think all he does is disintegrate things and bring Klaatu back to life.
He brings Klaatu back to life? How does he do that?
A beam or a ray. You know, it's a 50s sci-fi movie. Yeah. How do you think? I don't remember.
I have to say, like, the in-universe, because of the time this was made, I think he was just straight up a robot. Because, not that they couldn't conceive of things like that, but this was the age of metal men on television.
Yeah.
Plain old robots. And they're not going to make a character who's shiny and silver and acts robotically and doesn't have a human face and has things look like bolts and rivets on it and have it secretly not be a robot, but then not tell you that anywhere in the movie. So I'm going to say a robot.
All right. I mean, this era, without verging into another episode here, but I don't think there's a whole episode worth, so I'll just tack it on right here, which is, I did an episode of Random Trek, episode 101, which was a Star Trek episode, so a little bit later than The Day the Earth Stood Still. But in that, there's a woman who turns out to be an android. And at some point, Cap, it's baffling. My point here is that I'm not sure whether writers in this era really had a good grasp on robots, because at some point they get her to feel emotions, and Dr. McCoy declares that she's a real woman, flesh and blood, like the rest of us, which is really baffling, because I'm unclear how her having feelings changed her into being real. Did she have those feelings? Was she flesh and blood before, but not a real woman?
It's a Pinocchio story. How does he go from being wooden to being a real boy?
Yeah, except, you know, it's nothing happens except she cries, right? And she gets jealous.
Because it wasn't animation, they couldn't actually draw her as a robot and then have her change into human. She's just an actress the whole time, so.
Yeah, it's true the entire time. But what was funny about it is I had that moment of like, I don't think they know how robots work. They're like, she's just, oh, she's fine now. She's alive now.
Well, I think that's a Star Trek thing. Like, I don't think they didn't know, but because they wanted the show, because they didn't want the show to be the same as the sort of other contemporary and earlier like 50s sci-fi, where the robots were little metal trash cans, right? They wanted everything to be like more advanced, and they also didn't have the budget to do any real like to sink into like a headlining robot who's going to be a part of the cast for the whole thing. Like everybody in Star Trek, it's the whole thing. It's like they're all human, sometimes with things in their forehead, right? And maybe some ear stuff.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so in some ways that made Star Trek seem more futuristic, like in the Star Trek, the movie with the what's her name person or whatever, like everybody looks human. And isn't that more fascinating, because you can say, oh, well, this person may look human, but really it's a very advanced machine. Right. And it just saves you a lot of money. And it seems more futury than the silly tin can guys.
Yeah, I think that's accurate. That was part of the episode too, right? Is this just discovery that this woman who Captain Kirk is sort of sweet on turns out to be an android.
Don't worry, Kirk. There's always another one, another episode.
another port with more robot women.
Yep.
Robot.